Good morning. It's April 10th, 9:37 a.m. on a beautiful Saturday, a beautiful sunny morning on a Tuesday in Colorado. I'm running a bit late this morning. The edit for Double Share came back yesterday. Finally. It's only the first third of the book. I need to get that turned around and pushed back to her as soon as possible. So I worked on it all day yesterday, off and on. I didn't really get a chance to sit down and work on it because of family. However, this morning I got up and started grinding. And I'm over halfway through what she sent to me already. I put off the walk this morning until I had a chance to get through some of the editing. I knew I would need to get up and stretch, take a little break. And so I saved the walk for that. And this is where we are. So, yeah, what I'm thinking about today is basically how am I going to get this editing done in the next couple of hours. Of course, I'm not, but I am going to go back and get back to work on it. When I get back, I'll have a chance to upload. That will have given me a little bit of a break. I'll have been for my walk. I'll have blood moving. And then I can dig back in again. It's going pretty quickly. I'm looking at this stuff, and I'm having to force myself not to rewrite. There's places where the word choices are a little bit I use the same word two or three times in a row, and she didn't catch it. Usually she catches that stuff, but I found a couple places where I had to redo a little bit, change some of the wording. One of the things that's showing up for me here in this book that I had really not really considered was the degree to which head hopping happens. I thought I was pretty clear. I thought I was pretty good on it with these books. Not so much. Double Share has a fair amount. There's a lot of omniscient level narration, for lack of a better term. Now, it is pretty much in Ishmael's voice, so I'm not too concerned about it. It is what it is. Oh, they're crying out loud. Big dog in the neighborhood. It is what it is, so we'll worry about it in the next book. The next book will be much better. We'll work on it with Xyphiria's Call. That'd be much better. So yeah, it's hard to remember that this book was 2008 until I start getting into it and realize, yeah, this book was 2008. I did a lot of stuff in this book that I probably wouldn't do now. In fact, I know I wouldn't do now. A lot of it I wouldn't have done before I went to the workshop at the end of March, but there's other bits that, no, I should have done better. I should have known better. So it goes. Anyway, so that's where we are today. It occurs to me that this is April, which means next month I'm going to Balticon. So I need to find airline tickets and book room for Balticon in order to get that taken care of before it gets to be a problem. I can't find a flight. I can't get a room or something tedious like that. So let's see what else. I have to remember to try to take the train, which means I need to remember to pack very light. I don't want to be trundling an 80-pound suitcase or two over from the train station. But for a weekend, for Balticon, don't really need an awful lot. A couple shirts, a pair of jeans, rock on. My netbook, so I can write. Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful day. It's 50 degrees. It's sunny. There's a little breeze. I grilled a couple steaks last night for dinner. They came out a little overdone, which is the way the family likes it. I like mine with a little moo left, but they did okay. It was the first good steaks of the season, so that was good. I got to do something with leftover turkey today. I've got a refrigerator full of leftover turkey. Needs to get used up. We bought a new fridge a little earlier in the year, and we were due for a new fridge. But the problem with it is that it doesn't seem to be as much room inside it as the old fridge had. Now, maybe it's thicker walls, maybe it's the extra machinery or whatever, but it's kind of a pain in the butt. I used to be able to put a turkey, a couple pots, soup, a bunch of stuff in the fridge all at the same time. Now I get a box of pizza in there, we're done. It doesn't make sense. So we've got to figure out what we're going to do here. Because part of it is that we've started keeping a very large container of water, filtered water, in the fridge. We don't buy bottled water anymore. We have this Brita water filter that runs through the water runs through it, and we keep it in the fridge so that we have cold water, ice water, when we need it. And I don't drink enough water. I freely admit that I am quite considerably dehydrated. Something I need to pay a little more attention to, probably, particularly as we're getting closer to hot weather, where it doesn't take much if you're dehydrated and at this altitude to push you over into heat stroke. So I have to be a little bit careful of that, I think. Not that I'm going to be all that active outdoors if I can manage to help it. My goal is to spend as much time as possible inside, writing, working, seeing double share, getting closer is making me go, yes, this is very good, yes. Which means I want to put out more work, which is also very good, yes. I do want to finish that short story, but that's on hold until I get the edits done. I'm not going to do anything until I get the edits done. That should be today. Should be next. Let's see, I got about 60 pages left to go. So it should be in the next, well, it depends on how deep into it I have to get. There's a couple of places early on that I got rather deep in the weeds. She added a quote. It was not the quote that I wanted. She replaced it with a quote that she's been pushing for this book since, I don't know, since she first heard it and realized there wasn't a quote at the beginning. It's a quote that I have been fighting. Honestly, I'm not that enamored of the quote that I put in. So, okay, fine. Originally, the quote that was there was the first quote from Neuromancer, which was the color of the sky. The sky over the port was the color of a TV channel tuned to a dead station. And I think I've talked about that before. The first problem with it is it's not out of copyright. Second problem with it is the color of a TV station tuned to a dead channel. The color of a TV set tuned to a dead station is now black or blue. When that book was written, it was white. So it's an interesting shift in what the modern reader would read compared to what the original line would have been. And I think it's pretty interesting that anybody who reads Neuromancer now will get the different view of what a dead channel looks like if they're just reading it for the first time and don't take into consideration when the book was written. And I think that's fascinating. I think that's just boggle-minding. So, yeah. So the one she used, of course, is the one from David Copperfield about whether or not I shall be the hero of my own story, etc. So, okay, fine. This is not worth fighting. I did have to clean it up because she had a whole paragraph in order to justify that statement, which she had to do, really. The statement I had in there was referencing something completely different. And now she took that out, replacing it with this one. So, hey, I'm going to go with it, but I did need me to fix up the opening because it just did not read like one of my openings. The line was tacked on to a place where it didn't work. So we'll see how she goes with it, see if she likes it the way it is now or not. We still have about 250 pages or so left to go that she's still working on. So I'm looking only at like the first 120 manuscript pages. It's a long manuscript. I think it's, if I remember correctly, it's 450 words. 450 double typed spaces, double spaced pages. Last day on the old tongue. I'm having difficulty talking. So we'll see. I don't know. See what she says about it. For the most part, I'm not finding anything that I object to too drastically. There's nothing like the ugliness of we had over 20 kilometer long ship, or the the discussions we had over that one. So, what the meaning of Leviathan is within the context of standing on board a ship. That was, I think we did compromise on 600 meters, which is still under a kilometer, still much longer than I wanted. And of course now all the other ships are all out of scale. But we'll see. We'll see how it works out. It works out okay if you think train rather than ship. But the problem there is that it's rigid along its length. Has to be in order for the sails to work correctly. Unfortunately, that's not how it really looks, but so be it. Let's see what else. I think that's about it for the moment. I've got to get to that book. I've got to get back to it. I'm almost home. Getting the exercise, getting the blood moving. The wife is home today, so that's going to be distracting. Although she does have work she needs to do. This online stuff that she needs to get done for her day job. So with any luck, she'll be tied up with that most of the day. And honestly, I think it's only going to be a couple of hours, and then she'll be looking for me to do stuff like yard work. But I got to get these edits out. That's my excuse. So I'm going to do. I got to fix dinner. I have to fix dinner relatively early because today is Tuesday, which means it's karate night. I'm assuming my elder daughter's going to go to karate tonight. She hasn't for a couple of weeks. Right at the moment, she's feeling a little put upon because the reminder note for their dentist appointment came yesterday. And so they've got to go to the dentist tomorrow, 10 a.m. It was quite a shock to their systems to find out that their wide open spring break is not, in fact, wide open. In fact, they've got to spend a half an hour going to the dentist on Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. So we have to get them up, get them moving at 9 tomorrow. They aren't happy. But you know what? A couple times a year, got to do it. Oh, yeah. So what else is going on? Not a lot. For some reason, my phone decided that the password for my email was no longer valid. I'm not quite sure how that got reset. It was like all of a sudden it said, no, we have to sign in again. It's like, really? Okay. Then of course I set the password so long ago I can't remember what it is. Went through about 20 before I got back far enough in my memory to recover it. which is silly because it's a password that I type in all the time. I just don't do it on my phone. So it's like, yeah, perhaps it's time to upgrade the passwords all around. I started working with KeePass. KeePass, whatever it is, where you put the key phrase once into KeePass, then it gives you a unique encrypted response for each place where you need to log in. So like email and websites and server farms, etc. I probably should do that on all of them. I got it set up once and then haven't gone back to reset any of the others. In fact, the one blog I think I had it set to, I've reset the password to something that I can just type in without having to go to KeePass. Not sure that that's the wisest choice, but I do have a wide variety of passwords that I need to remember that are all of a pattern, but not necessarily a predictable one. Even if you have two or three of them, you can't really predict what the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth would be. Okay. I'm about to make my northward turn. The park has greened up beautifully. It's quite gorgeous out. Darren said there was a lot of bird sound yesterday morning in my walk. I don't remember hearing it, but there was a lot right around the house when I left. But of course, then I got out onto the highway and walked a mile in the other direction. There's red-winged blackbirds in the background off. I don't know if the earbud is picking them up or not, but they're doing their territorial marking with music, with their calls. It's not exactly what you call music. Goes a robin. Robin is not a harbinger of spring here because we have robins all year round. From that perspective, it's not. It's kind of a another robin, big deal. I know growing up in Maine, when we saw a robin come by, that was like, oh, right, the snow might disappear sometime soon, like in the next month or so. There's a robin. Next morning, you find the robin frozen in the snowbank, and you think, well, maybe not. Anyway, no, it wasn't quite that bad. Although I sometimes wondered, there was robins back long before there was grass to scratch and bugs to eat, worms to dig up. I often wondered what they ate. So I never saw them at the feeders. Not that they didn't go to somebody else's feeder, but they didn't visit ours. Okay. Almost back. I do have to interrupt the writing at some point today to fix lunch. I'll have to interrupt the writing again this afternoon to fix dinner. Probably need to call a tree surgeon and have him come pull down some of the stuff that's up overhead that I can't get. But I made it. One more day. Around and around we go. I'm at the back gate, and tomorrow is another day. So I'll talk to you then.